Under twenty-fifth of August, the gale began to rise. It left so many orphans and took so many lives, leaving their friends and loved ones, their homes to see no more. The ocean waves will roll that day like they never rolled before. The wind, it blew a fearful force and all let up that day. The boats were anchored underground around Placentia Bay. When empty boats turned bottom up and not a soul was saved, some 40 fishermen or more did meet a watery grave. John followed in his little boat, about 10 tons or more, was anchored on the fishing grounds about 12 miles from the shore. And when the gale began to rise, he made a run for the nearest port, but a heavy sea rolled over him and capsized his little boat. John followed, and one of his sons clung to the wreck that day. For 18 miles they drifted, exposed to wind and sea. God spared their lives of those poor boys to tell the mournful tale, but his eldest son got drowned in that great August gale. Now Danny Cheeseman from Rashoon also went down that day. The boat was met with her two spars gone about halfway in the bay. To think of what they suffered, a stone would heave a sigh. They were streaming, clinging to the wreck when Harris passed them by. He tried his best to save them, but the boat she didn't misstay. And with aching hearts they were forced to part and run before the sea. He's on his best endeavors to see what he could do. May the Lord have mercy on the souls of the Cheeseman and his crew. Another schooner branded new, built up in Mortier Bay, commanded by John Lachlan from Red Harbor, sailed away. Since he was anchored on Cape Pine to westward of the light, he had a dory gone astray that dark and stormy night. The Annie from Fox Harbor also went down that day, with 7 hardy fishermen no more to plow the sea, and all of them been married men, which makes the loss run high, excepting one, the skipper's son. He was a single boy. There's 6 young widows left to mourn, I know them all quite well, with children small, no help at all to bear their troubles well. If God himself will lend a hand, look down on them, I hope. May the Lord have mercy on their souls, it was a dreadful stroke.